Amen. Kids, that's good singing. Y'all enjoy it singing tonight? Say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Take your Bible and go back to Genesis chapter number 1, where we were this morning. Genesis chapter number 1. And we're going in a little different direction, which is going to be in the same chapter. And we're going to talk about the home for a little bit tonight. How many of you have one? Yes, Brother Danny. I'm sorry I didn't see you. Bless your heart, brother.
I'm stubborn. Things my way. And the Lord's got a funny way of humbling me. I've been worried about everything. I ain't had a whole lot of work. And I ain't trying to get nobody's tea or nothing. I just wanted to let you know I got down on my knees this morning and I left it with the Lord.
Amen, bro. Amen.
And I know the Lord's going to take care of me. I ain't missed no meals.
Amen.
I've got a good warm home, good family, a lot of folks praying for me. I know that.
Amen, brother.
I just want everybody to know I appreciate everybody's prayers. I don't know why the Lord used me. Why I'm still alive. I should have been dead a long time ago.
Amen. Me too, brother. Amen, brother. Appreciate you, Brother Danny. Appreciate that good testimony. Genesis chapter number 1. I said we're going to talk about the home just a little bit tonight. How many of you have one? A lot of times home, you think, is the place where you live. Home's not a place, it's people. You understand that? Home's a relationship. That's what home stands for. I think the downfall of our country is the downfall of our homes. Amen. There's an old saying that said, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Amen. There is definitely a breakdown in the home. The government is trying its best to take the importance and the focus off the home and put it on government programs and government this and government that. But God's plan is still the home. Amen. I want you to look at Genesis chapter number 1, and we're going to talk about, first of all, tonight, the sacredness of the home. I'm tired of watching them being torn apart.
Yes, sir.
I've been pastoring almost 20 years come, April be 20 years. 20 years, man, that's a long time to put up with each other, isn't it? Amen. 20 years. But I've been doing this for a while, man, and I've seen more than my fair share fly off the wheels, come off the wagon. I mean, just, and I'm tired of it. I'm not just talking about lost people out in the world where daddy's a mean alcoholic and he's beating mama up all the time. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm talking about people right off a church pew.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about in church one Sunday and separated the next.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not after one certain individual or one couple. I mean, it's happened over and over and over and over and over. And I'll be honest with you, I'm mad.
Amen.
Amen. I'm mad. Hey, we got a good church and we got a good foundation and we got the right Bible. There is no excuse for our relationships to go sideways and to fly apart. There's no excuse whatsoever. And I know everybody's in here tonight, husbands and wives, if you're together, you better thank God.
Amen.
Amen. It's God's grace and it's God's mercy. It's not because you figured out how to do marriage. You hadn't figured that out. Amen. I'm tired of everybody running to Oprah and Dr. Phil and all these bunch of crackpots trying to tell them how to have a relationship. Good night, man. That's the sorriest bunch of mess ever come out of hell. Are y'all listening to me? Some of you don't like me kicking Oprah, do you?
Kicker.
You probably listen to her more than you listen to me. And then you wonder why you get in the mess you get in.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Amen. I'm telling you, brother, our homes are important to us.
Yes, sir.
We lose our homes, we've lost our church.
That's right, preacher.
Amen. Our church is just made up of all of our homes together. And our church is just as strong and just as powerful as our families are.
Amen.
Amen. I put a high value on your marriage.
Amen.
I do. I pray for your marriage, maybe more than some of you pray for your own.
Yeah.
Amen. I want you to look at the sacredness of the home and the sacredness of marriage. It's a sacred thing. There's only two divine institutions of God, and that's the home and the church. Amen. Marriage and the church. People ought to take marriage more seriously than what they do. Brother Charles, that's a good charge you gave to your granddaughter yesterday afternoon. I thought you did a real fine job. Hey, listen, couples need to be told. You need to be faithful to one another. You need to weather through the hard times and through the storm. Hey, that daylight's come and just hang on.
Amen.
What? And I may never get to it. What kills me is people giving up too quick.
Amen.
And throwing in the towel too early. They come in my office in their 20s and their 30s and everything's going wrong. And listen, man, it'll get better.
Amen.
It'll get better if you'll just tough it through the tough time.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man, my son said back when he was in college, he was at home, and he said, I noticed something about you and Mama, Daddy. He said, y'all never fight anymore. We made it through all that junk. Yeah. We used to fight like hellcats. I'm telling you, or she did. I listened, amen. But I mean, we used to, at least once a month, man, we'd have a blowout.
Yeah.
I had a man tell me, I was preaching one night and I was talking about marriage, and I said something about me and my wife, how we used to fight, and he came up to me and after service, and his wife was standing right beside him, backed up his story. He said, we've been married 55 years and have never had an argument. I said, y'all live in separate towns or what? Amen. I don't see how you live under the same roof with somebody 55 years and never have a disagreement. Amen. Somebody said, we don't fight. We just disagree very loud. Amen. Amen. But listen, if you'll weather through those times, it'll get better.
Amen.
Don't give up, man. I mean, sometimes people come to me and in the past and they've told me the problems of their marriage and their home, and I want to go, that ain't nothing, man.
Yeah.
You can do this. Are you listening? I want to encourage you, not just fuss at you. You can do this. You can get through this. There is nothing your marriage cannot survive. Nothing. Nothing. With God, all things are possible. The sacredness of marriage. God puts a high value on those vows you took. A whole lot. I mean, people take marriage so lightly, they got drive-through wedding chapels in Las Vegas. Drive through. Don't even get out of your car. You don't think no more of her than that. You don't deserve her.
Amen.
Amen. You don't deserve her. A drive through. Come on. Talk. I mean, I'm serious. That's how this world, that's how lightly they think of your marriage. We better think more of it than that.
You're right.
The Bible said, what God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Hey, if God's in the middle of this thing, it's serious business.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Look at Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 27. The Bible said, so God created man in his own image. Now listen, that y'all know what that means. That's a tripart being. God is a triune God, right?
Amen.
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. How many is that?
Three.
That's three, but how many are there?
One.
They're one. The Bible said a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh.
Amen.
Amen. They are three, but they act as one.
Right.
And God likens man and woman to that relationship. He created man in his own image. Now listen, he said, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Hey, listen, God made Adam and Eve, and he made them in a state of equality.
That's right.
Amen. You said, wait a minute, the husband's ahead of the wife. Yes, in the sense of responsibility and
Amen.
Leadership.
Amen. Yeah,
me and you look at me and my God-given eyeballs. You're not her boss.
Amen.
Boss is somebody you work for. Your
That's
wife
right.
don't work for you.
Amen.
Y'all all right? She's your business partner.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. We all right?
Yes, sir.
Had a fella call me one time on the phone. Well, he's called several times and said, I'm a member of our church, still a good member of our church. He said, preacher, tell my wife to submit. And I can hear her in the background. I said, I ain't telling her nothing, Jack. And maybe you might not ought to either.
That's right.
Amen. Listen, you're not her boss. Hey, listen, when God put Adam in that deep sleep, he did not take a bone from his foot to make the woman. He
Amen.
Took, hey, did God need a bone?
No.
He didn't need one to make Adam.
Amen.
But he took one to make Eve. And he took it from his side.
That's right. Right.
He didn't take it from his back. He didn't take it from his head. Didn't take it from his foot. Took him from his side, brother. That's where she's to be, at your side. Amen.
Amen.
And ladies, by the way, that is your place, by your husband's side.
Amen, preacher.
Amen. Man, I may get a little bit. This is a sacred thing. I'm talking about, hey, you ought to protect your husband. You ought to protect his character. When you gather around with a bunch of ladies, don't be running your husband in the ground.
That's right.
You know what that is? That's wicked.
Amen, preacher.
That as sorry as all get out. Don't Facebook him neither.
That's right.
Amen. I mean, brother, women are bad about that. So gather around, talk about whose husband's the sorriest.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
We okay tonight? Man, you'll treat your marriage better than that.
Amen.
You take it for granted. You take him for granted. Sir, you take her for granted. Just like you think she's just going to be there forever.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
I've taken my wife for granted, not in quite a while. We've grown quite appreciative of one another in these last, 10 years or so, 8 years or so. I appreciate my wife very, very, very much so. And we have a wonderful, wonderful relationship. But there was a day, man, when I just took for granted she's going to take care of everything. I come home from work, plop my rear end down in the chair and cut the TV on with a glass of tea and just leave her with a supper and three kids and homework and all that stuff. I just took it for granted that she is going to do everything.
That's right, brother.
Don't you die on me, men.
Come on.
It's your house, too.
Amen, preacher.
And it's your children, too.
That's right, preacher.
Amen. I would to God I could go back and redo some things.
Yes, sir.
I would to God I could go back and say, baby, can I give you a hand with this or can I help you with that? We'd go to church, man. I'd go jump in the car and start blowing the horn. And there she is with three youngins and a diaper bag.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
I'm going, come on, we going to be late. Get in the car.
Yeah.
Sorry. I apologize, honey. I'm wiser than that now. Amen. But we just take one another for granted. Man, this is a sacred thing.
Amen, preacher.
This is a sacred thing you entered into, brother. She is your partner.
Yeah, right. I mean,
if you was a partner in business with somebody, if me and you went in partners in a business, I mean half partners, 50-50, and you did all the work and I didn't do nothing, would you like me taking 50% of the with the income? It's partnership.
That's right.
It's give and it's take.
Amen.
I've talked with couples over and over and over and over where the one of them, it's all just give. I mean, take. They're takers. They never give back to the marriage.
Come on, preacher.
We okay? Can I give you some advice? And I know it's hard when, like Brother Freddie, you've got small children, but every chance you get, go on a date.
Amen.
Every chance you get to go do something, hold her hand. Man, respect what God's give you.
Amen, preacher.
Amen, because they can be gone that fast.
Yes, sir.
I've had people sit in my office and tears running down their face and say, preacher, I'd have never thought this in a million years. I would have expected anything else in the world but this.
Amen.
I'm talking about divorce.
Amen.
And it's ugly.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's ugly, man. It's nasty. There's no such thing as a good divorce. I had a man tell me that. He said, oh, me and my ex are still friends. We had a good divorce. I said, no, you didn't.
That's right.
I said, I wonder if that's what your kids would say.
Amen, preacher.
If we asked them if they thought your divorce was a good thing.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Amen. I'm telling you, we ought to take seriously the sacredness of our marriage. It is a serious thing. Amen.
Yeah.
And in that sacredness, you ought to be faithful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I lit this up a while back, and I'm going to do it again. Some of y'all got some cell phone numbers you need to get rid of.
Amen, preacher.
Some of you got some Facebook friends you need to get rid of.
Come on, preacher.
Not because they're bad people, but it leads to something.
That's right.
You have, listen, look at me, men. You ain't got no business talking to girls.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
You a married man, you ain't got no business. Now, you single boys, you can talk to girls, not married ones.
Amen, preacher.
We okay?
Preacher.
If my wife picked up my phone and I've been texting back and forth with a bunch of girls, she'd have a duck.
Amen, preacher.
I'm saying she wouldn't have it.
That's right.
Now, if it's Sister Sheila texts me and said, we're doing food for so-and-so's funeral, can you give me so-and-so's number, something like that, you know, that's one thing. But, boy, just having conversations?
Yeah, come on.
Come on, brother. Amen.
Sheila Mann's as good a friend as I got. I love her, Brother Tommy. She's my buddy, and you know that. But if I had Facebook and I don't, she would not be one of my friends.
Amen, preacher.
Well, some of y'all are getting a little squeamish in here.
Yeah, come on, brother.
I know you're so convicted you can't wait to get out of here and fix that stuff, right?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Amen. Every illicit affair started in some kind of chatting. Some kind of talking, some kind of... I can't tell you the times it started with text.
Yes, sir.
Just texting back and forth. That's all it was. It's good to see you today. Blah, blah, blah. Just innocent, innocent stuff. But it breeds familiarity, and the closer you get, the closer you get. Y'all don't be mad at me. I'm helping you.
Come on, preacher.
Some of you ladies, same thing.
Yes, sir.
We always talk about adultery and point it to men. Women can do it too.
Amen.
Amen. It ain't just gals. I mean, guys, it's gals too.
Yes, sir.
Well, okay. You ought to respect the sacredness of your marriage. And it is a sacred thing. You stood before a preacher, I hope, and made some vows before God.
Amen.
You nod your little heads.
Come on, preacher.
You said, I promise. Or I do.
Amen.
For rich or poor.
Right.
Better or worse, sickness and health,
yes, sir.
Poverty and wealth. We ain't got to the wealth part yet, baby. It's coming. It'll be worse when we get to heaven. We'll be walking on gold in our new house. Amen.
Amen.
But we ought to respect and be thankful for the sacredness of our marriage.
Amen.
And we ought to be as serious about it as we are anything else. You're faithful to your job.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Amen. Listen, I'm just trying to give you some advice tonight. I'm trying to keep a train wreck from happening.
Amen.
I'm trying to keep from having to counsel another crying child.
Yes,
sir. I hate it.
Amen.
I hate it. And I'll tell you something else. God hates it.
Amen.
He don't like it one little bit.
Amen.
Somebody told me one time, said, we're just going to separate for a while till we can work things out. Never works.
Amen, preacher.
Never works. One packing up and leaving never works.
Right.
I come home from work one night, Stacy, years ago, and my wife was dressed up to go out. Well, I loaded the dog box in the truck and put the coon dog in the truck before I even went in the door. I come in, I said, what are you dressed up for? She said, we're going out tonight. I said, I'm going coon hunting. She grabbed a suitcase. She said, you go coon hunting. I won't be here and you get back. I grabbed me a bag. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going with you.
Amen,
Amen. Wherever you go, I'm going, brother.
Right.
J.M. Brooks put the fear of God in me when he married us. Yes, sir, he did, brother. He laid the law down to me. He got me back there alone in that little room, me and him and Roger Bush. And, buddy, he let me have it.
Yeah.
Now, for about 10 good minutes, I thought, is this thing ever going to start? I was sweating bullets. Then we got to them vows, and when it says, until death do us part, brother, he said, until death. Until death. He said, I said until death. I hear it today, brother. That preacher meant business, buddy. When he put us together, he used super glue. Amen.
Yes, yeah.
You need to take this thing serious, man, and make up your mind no matter what. We're going to make it work.
Amen, preacher. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen,
brother. I've seen people been married, not just young couples, but people married for years. Their kids get grown and they divorce. Because you didn't spend enough time together when the kids were there.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. You ought to respect the sacredness of your marriage. Put a guard on yourself.
Amen.
Guard yourself. Let me say it again. Guard yourself.
Amen.
Ladies, I don't care how old you are. You love to be adored, right?
That's right.
You can nod your head.
You
do. You love to be told how nice you look, how pretty you look, and you look hot in that dress, or you look nice in that dress. I tell her hot all the time. She's sizzling, amen? But anyway, you love to hear that. You better set a guard. You better set a guard that nobody but your husband tell you that.
That's right, preacher.
Amen. And sometimes at work or out in Walmart or wherever else, my wife was pumping gas the other day. And some guy just pulled up beside her and said, you are a fine-looking woman or something like that. I wanted to find that guy and beat his lights out.
Amen, preacher.
I mean, he was telling the truth, but it shouldn't be him telling her. Amen.
Right.
You ought to set a guard against yourself and help God. You pray God give you strength to battle that stuff off.
Amen.
Amen. Men, you need to set a guard against yourself.
Amen.
Let me tell you how serious I am about this. I travel a lot. I'm in a lot of hotels by myself. When I get there, the do not disturb sign goes on my door. I don't even let the maid in my room. You say, you're ridiculous. No, I'm super glued to that.
Amen, preacher.
I'm super glued to that. Somebody said, you brag on your wife all the time. I do that on purpose. I do that on purpose.
Yes, sir.
When I'm somewhere I've never been before, I have a picture of my family and I show it. And I point out my smoking hot wife. I want people to know that I'm married and happily so.
Yeah,
amen.
I'm just setting up a protection against myself.
Yes, sir.
Not that I'm some big chick magnet or anything like that, but I don't want, my kids are grown, and I still don't want them to go through it. And I don't want to go through it. I love her with all my heart, and I don't want to jeopardize that.
That's right.
Amen. There ain't no one-night stand worth
Amen,
the pain and the heartache,
yes, sir,
and the heartbreak.
Amen,
and if you don't think it can happen right in here, you got another thing coming.
Come on, preacher, you right on.
I've had families in this church that I loved with all my heart, got too close to each other,
yes, sir,
and wound up with the other one's wife.
You're right.
I'm talking about leadership. Y'all listen to me, and I'm not knocking them, but they allowed it to happen. I may not preach all this tonight. They couldn't do anything without the other couple.
Yeah, come on.
They went on vacation together.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Amen, preacher.
I go on vacation, I'm going to get away from you.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, hey, let's go to Florida. Send me a postcard.
Yeah.
I go to Florida, I'm taking her.
That's right.
That's right.
That's it.
Amen.
And if you're in the same motel when I get there, I'm checking out.
Amen.
Now, not that I don't love you. I love you with all my heart. Listen, I'm just saying there ought to be a barrier and there ought to be a guard. Amen. And there's nothing wrong going out to eat with somebody. And there's nothing wrong, not so bad if you got a big group going on vacation together. But be careful with that stuff.
Amen.
I've seen it bite people right here in this sanctuary.
Yes, you're
right. Amen. I've had couples in this church. Marriages almost blow apart. Because one husband got to texting with another man's wife. I about had to break a fight up in my office. One woman fixing to beat another one. I'm talking about church members. Y'all listen to me. I'm not in here by myself. Hey, man, your marriage is more sacred than that.
Amen, preacher.
I catch one of you flirt texting my wife.
Come on.
We will be in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of you bigger than me, but I have a ball bat.
Amen.
And I can swing her, buddy. I'm serious. I won't kill you. I'm just going to bust your kneecaps.
Amen.
Let you ride in a wheelchair the rest of your life. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm not playing.
Come on, brother.
It's tearing my heart out, some of the stuff that I have to deal with. Amen. And people don't think no more of their marriage than what they do, and it kills me. Breaks my heart. And I'm telling you, you better get serious about your relationship. Because the devil's after it. The devil's after it. We saw the equality of the marriage, but then there's the environment of the marriage or the home. Look at chapter 2 and verse number 8. I'm going to try to move on. I'm about to get hung right there. It probably needs it. The environment of the home. Man, your home will be a special place.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 2 and verse number 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. The environment of the home. I looked up that word, Eden. It means delight. And a garden is a sheltered place.
Yes, sir.
Your home ought to be a sheltered place.
Amen.
Are y'all listening? I said your home ought to be a sheltered place. It ought to be a safe haven for your family. Listen, are your kids excited when they hear your truck come in the driveway?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Or are they scared?
Yeah.
That song, Brother Greg, You Got a New Daddy Now, what's the name of that? Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Talks about the little boy when the daddy come home running to hide behind the door.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want my children to have to run to hide just because daddy come home.
Amen.
I want it to be hot dog. Boy,
yes,
it's fixing to get on daddy's home. We gonna party and have a good time.
That's right, preacher.
Man, your home ought to be a haven for your family. It ought to be a delightful place. It ought to be more laughter and less shouting.
Yes, sir, Richard, right on.
Amen. We got a set of neighbors across the road. God bless them. They go at it about once a month at least, and you can hear them. I mean, it's 150 yards up there. I mean, it's a long way. But for some reason, on our back porch, me and Angie sitting on the back porch, any sound they make over there echoes in our woods. Sounds like they're in our backyard, but they're really over yonder. But, buddy, you can hear every word they say. Oh, my. So it ain't G-rated either. I mean, brother, I don't want my kids to grow up in that.
Yes, sir.
And you don't want your kids to grow up in that. Why do you holler so much?
Yeah, come on.
Can't you sit down and talk like a human being? Why you got to scream and yell?
Come on, preacher.
I'm hitting a nerve somewhere. I can feel it. I feel you squirming.
Amen.
Why have you got to scream? Tone her down, sis.
Yeah.
The neighbors don't need to know your problems.
That's right.
Tone her down, bud. You ain't got to scream and holler like an old bear. Shut up.
Amen, preacher.
Bite your lip.
Amen.
Get you a bat and go out and beat on a tree.
Amen.
Don't act a fool in front of your wife and children.
That's right.
Amen. I know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Man, I've knocked holes in sheetrock.
Yeah.
I found a stud one time. That's the last sheetrock hole I knocked, amen?
Yeah.
Throwed stuff. I mean, just anything to keep from hitting her. Am I alone?
Yeah.
These men are wanting to say amen, but you ain't got the nerve, do you, Jack? Home. It ought to be a delightful place.
Yeah.
It ought to be a sheltered place, amen? Listen. Your home is your fortress.
That's right.
In a warring world.
Amen, preacher.
Remember the cowboys and the Indians? When the Indians would get after them, if they could just make it to the fort.
That's right.
They could just get, if they just make it to the fort, they'd be all right.
Amen, preacher.
Man, I've fought battles and I've been through hard times and I get lonely. More now that I'm older than ever. And I get lonely, but I think, boy, if I can just get to the house.
Yeah.
I can just get to the house. Man, I get to Sweetwater Bend, and that little Toyota, it just picks up speed, man. My foot just automatically, if I can just get home, that's my fortress.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
It's a fortress in a warring world where a woman's hand buckles on your armor in the morning and soothes your fatigue and your wounds at night. The maker of a real human home is God Himself, the same God that made the stars and built the world. Builds a home. And if you're trying to do it without him, there's problem number one.
Amen, preacher.
And I'm afraid too many are.
Yes, sir.
Men, quit letting dudes you work with give you advice.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Y'all listening to me? Don't listen to a bunch of idiots.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Man, my wife madder than the devil, blah, blah, blah. What should I do? Knock her out. That's not good advice. Man, read your Bible. Read your Bible.
Yes, sir.
Husbands, Ephesians chapter 5. Love your wives,
amen,
even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
You reckon you ever done anything worthy of God disowning you?
Yeah, come on.
Every day.
Yes, sir.
You done anything worthy of God divorcing you?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
If God could divorce you and we went to divorce court, would he have grounds? I bet he would.
Amen.
But he hadn't.
That's right.
He's never even threatened to leave me.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Not one time. He's never said, if you do that again, I'm gone. He's never
yes,
said,
Lord.
Woo, thank God. Somebody ought to get happy right there. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He said, husbands, love your wives like I love the church.
That's right.
Reckon the church has ever hurt him?
Yeah, come on.
Reckon the church has ever broke his heart?
Yeah.
Reckon the church has ever let him down?
Amen.
Yet he gave himself for it.
Yes, sir.
He knew every wound. He knew every hurt. He knew every disappointment when he shed his blood for it.
Right.
He knew it in advance. Brother Earl Hughes said he knew he was getting a bum deal when he got me.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Let God build your home.
Amen.
What God hath joined together, let not man put asunder.
That's right.
Mm. The sacredness of the home. We looked at the equality, the environment. Now I want you to notice the enjoyment of the home. The enjoyment of the home. Man, do you enjoy home?
Yes, sir.
Do you enjoy home? Now, I remember a time my wife babysat children, and I dreaded going home. Go home, my young'uns plus 10 more screaming through the house. But I enjoy going home. I love traveling, preaching just so I can come home. I'm serious. Brother, I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful place to be. I love home. Now, we remodeled a little bit in our bedroom, moved some stuff around, and that's now just our hangout, man. We're like teenagers. We won't come out of the room, amen? I'm serious. I love home, and it ought to be an enjoyable place. Somebody said you win or lose more at home than anywhere else in the world.
That's right.
You win or lose more at home than you do anywhere else in the world. Listen, the beauty of the home is harmony. Is there harmony at your house? If there ain't harmony, there ain't no enjoyment.
That's right.
Somebody said, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Yeah. Can I get a witness right there?
Amen, preacher.
What do you do, preacher? Make mama happy.
That's right.
I mean, it's not rocket science. Make mama happy.
Amen.
Kiss her. Nibble on her ear. Yes, do something.
Amen, preacher.
Bring her a flower. Take her to Red Lobster. Go big. Take her to McDonald's. Amen. Do something. Make mama happy.
Amen, preacher.
You know what I figured out a long time ago? Well, maybe not a long time ago. Maybe 10, 15 years ago. It dawned on me. Stuff sure is better when she's happy.
That's right.
So I got a new hobby. Making her happy.
That's right, preacher.
Now, I'm serious. Heart attack. I work at it. It don't just happen by accident.
That's right, preacher.
I do stuff for her. Amen. I buy things for her. I take her places.
Come on, preacher.
Y'all listen. I load the dishwasher. Not every time, but sometimes.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Thank God for dishwashers. Amen.
Amen.
I had three and they've all grown up. Amen. The beauty of the home is harmony. The security of the home is loyalty. Loyalty. You need to be, I'm going to probably hit this several times before I'm done with this tonight, and I'm going to preach a while, so y'all just, loyalty. Y'all say that word with me, loyalty. That means that you're loyal no matter what. I tell couples, every couple I marry, I tell them in a few minutes, you're going to make a promise, and you're going to say, I do.
Yeah.
And I tell that husband, I look at him, I say, look, now there's going to be days she don't.
That's right.
There's going to be days she don't. But on those days, sir, you've got to still be, no, I still do.
Yes, sir.
Even though you're in a bad mood and you're on the warpath right now, I still do.
Yes, sir.
And there's going to be days, ma'am, when he don't.
That's right.
And that's why it's called give and take. Amen. There's going to be days that he's sideways. And you're going to have to say, baby, it's okay, I still do.
Amen, preacher.
Amen. Loyalty. Just be loyal to one another. There's more to it than just faithful, but loyal. Loyal. You know what loyal means? Loyal means I'm going to be by her side through thick and thin.
Yes, sir.
Who knows? She may have to change my diapers one day.
Amen, preacher.
God forbid. She may have to push me around in the wheelchair.
Yes, sir.
She may have to go blind. I told her she's bad about wearing them contacts too long. I told her, I said, you go blind, I'm going to dress you funny and take you to church. That's why I'm... Amen. Dress her in the oddest looking stuff. Bring her, sit her right there on the front row and tell her she's in the back. Amen. That means something happens to her, I'm going to take care of her.
That's right.
That's loyalty. Something happens to me, she's going to take care of me. I met a little couple down in Florida. Been married 60-something years. Little lady brings her husband in a wheelchair. She almost has to physically put him in it. And she's been taking, he had a real bad stroke. And she's been taking care of him like that for 20-something years. And she just stood there and she rubbed his head. And she said, he's the most precious thing in the world to me. I thought, dear God, give me a dose of whatever it is y'all got.
Yeah.
I mean, she wiped it. She'd sit there and just, she had a little hanky in her hand. She kept it. Every now and then, she'd just reach down and wipe his mouth where he'd drool it.
Yes.
I thought, boy, that's loyalty right there.
Yes, sir.
That's beyond love.
That's right.
That's loyalty.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the security of the home. The joy of the home is love. The plenty of the home is children. The rule of the home is service. The comfort of the home is a contented spirit.
Yes, sir.
The sacredness of marriage. I want you to notice not only the sacredness of marriage, but the seriousness of marriage. The seriousness of marriage. Do you understand that God instituted marriage or the home long before He started the church?
Amen, preacher. Amen.
Do you understand that? Now, some of you gonna get, you ain't going to like what I'm about to say.
Come on.
But your home comes before the church.
You're right.
I'm going to say it again just so y'all don't like it or maybe get a hold of it. Your home comes before the church.
Amen, preacher.
I've witnessed so many preachers lose their families to the ministry.
Yeah, come on.
Because they gave more attention to it than they did their own home.
Amen, preacher.
Now, some of you going to go out of here and maybe pastor one day. Some of you may go to a mission field somewhere. I'm going to tell you, your home's number one.
Amen.
I was her husband before I was your preacher.
That's right, preacher.
That's right.
And for some reason, from the very start of this thing, God put that in my heart that she's number one.
Amen.
Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
Your home comes before this church. Amen.
Amen.
If you've got so much going on in this church that it's hindering your marriage, slow down.
Amen.
I'm serious, aren't they? I don't want everybody to rush up and quit tonight, but slow down. Serious, a heart attack. You need to prioritize. You say, we just don't have time to spend time together. You have to make it.
That's right, preacher.
You have to make it. You got to take this stuff serious. Well, we don't really have the money. Listen, man, take your kids to the park, turn them loose, and let them play on the playground, and you and her just walk around, hold hands. Quit making stinking excuses for not spending time together.
Amen, preacher.
It don't have to cost money. Go to the lake and skip rocks. Do something. Go to the mall. Walk around. Make fun of weird people. Just do something.
Yes, sir.
Spend, not that we do that, but spend time together. Amen. The seriousness of the home. The home is the last great institution that the devil intends to destroy.
That's right. Yes.
You listen to me? Just like that thing I was talking about the other day with homosexuality, he's made us laugh at all these divorce stuff on TV. These divorced couples. I saw a commercial the other day. There's one show on called Happily Divorced.
Yeah.
Happily Divorced.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it, but I'm sure it's supposed to be this cute and funny. And
amen.
Ain't nothing cute about it.
That's right, preacher.
There's nothing funny about divorce. How many of you grew up in a divorced home? Ball of fun, ain't it? No, it's heartbreaking.
That's right.
It's heartbreaking. Brother Greg, I remember holding your brother. We were just buddies. It wasn't in church or nothing. I remember holding your brother and him crying on my shoulder when your mom and dad, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. Just because you hate one another's guts don't mean you got to kill your children.
Amen.
You say, well, I just don't love her anymore. You're full of it.
That's right.
Your love just waxed cold.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
If you loved her one time, you still do.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on,
brother.
In almost every case where I've seen couples divorce, it's because somebody loves themselves more.
Amen, preacher.
It's pride.
Yes, sir.
It's selfish.
Yes. Amen.
And it's wicked.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'm preaching from my heart tonight. When you destroy the home, you destroy the nation.
Amen, preacher.
I said a while ago, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Yes, sir.
You better take your marriage serious.
Amen, preacher.
And it won't be successful by mistake.
That's right. That's
it'll
right.
be on purpose.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You've got to work at that relationship.
Amen.
And
preacher.
You've got to work at it day in and day out. I can't tell her, honey, I love you, and not tell her again for another month or two.
Right.
Listen, men, take it serious. You're going to have to work at it. She wants attention.
Amen, preacher.
I drive mine crazy.
Yes, sir.
I asked her the other day, I said, I drive you crazy. She said, yeah, but I like it.
Yeah.
Amen. I pester her to death.
Amen, preacher.
Amen. Show her some attention. Love on her.
Yes, sir.
Tell her how pretty she is.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hmm. I got to be careful. Take it serious. Our churches, our schools, everything in this world that we call sacred
yeah.
hinges on the home.
You're right, preacher.
hinges on the home. I'm fighting in your corner tonight. Why? Because I don't want to have to hold one of these babies.
Amen.
I don't want to see them go through it.
Yeah.
Their worth. If you don't care enough for yourself, their worth, you getting right with God and making it work.
Amen, preacher.
Amen. They're worth every bit of it.
Yes, sir.
And I'm here to tell you, my dad and mom divorced when I was 4 years old. I'm 48 now. How long ago was that? 44 years ago. 44 years ago. Just like I'll never get the picture out of my head with Brother Jay standing in my door with that bubble gum in his hand. You know why? Because it was a life-changing thing.
That's right.
I'll never forget standing on my porch with my mama and watching my daddy back out of our driveway with another woman.
Yeah.
4 years old. 4 years old. If you could put one of them HDMI cables, whatever you call it, to hook your computer to your TV, if you could put one of them in my ear, I could play you the video of it on that screen right there.
Yeah.
It's still that real.
Amen.
I remember laying on my head down facing my pillow and praying. 4 years old. God, please don't let my daddy leave. God, please don't let my daddy leave. Not understanding. You need to think about the consequences. Because trouble's going to come. It comes to every home.
That's right.
Trial's going to come and difficulty's going to come. You're going to have bad days.
Amen, preacher.
The best of marriages have days.
That's right.
Amen. Mostly because we married women. And then partly because we're idiots.
Amen, preacher.
Probably should reverse that.
Yes, sir.
Mostly we're idiots.
Amen.
And partly we married women. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Take it serious. Take it serious. Some of you men, you owe your wife an apology.
Amen, preacher.
You need to tell her before you get home tonight, you're sorry. You hadn't taken your marriage serious enough. You hadn't put into it what you ought to put into it.
Amen.
The sacredness of the home, the seriousness of the home. I'll give you this and I'll hush. The satisfaction of the home. The satisfaction. Home ought to be a satisfying place.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Home ought to be a place where we can be ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Home ought to be a place where we can be ourselves. My wife's been watching these shows on the home and garden thing and about how these decorators go in and do these houses and they're all high dollar. And you know, those kind of homes that resemble a hotel. Man, I don't want a home to be like that.
Yeah.
I want to be a place where you can live.
Yeah.
Amen? A place where you can be yourself.
Yeah.
I like my boots sitting in the living room.
Amen.
Amen. I like putting my feet on the coffee table.
Amen.
I do. I'm not, now, sir, I'm not advocating you doing that. If she don't want your feet on that coffee table. But I bought a coffee table that's a, what do you call that? Ottoman type thing, big, you know, it's for your feet, amen?
Yeah.
A home's a place where you can be yourself.
That's right.
Yes.
Listen, man, when I was a kid, we lived in a single wide trailer, and it had, you know how a single wide trailer is? It's got a kitchen, living room on one end, and two bedrooms on the other end, and it's got a hall about that wide.
Yeah.
How you get a washer and dryer down that hall, I ain't got no idea. But that's where we lived, in that little single wide trailer. And brother, that hall was a football field. That hall was a racetrack.
Yes, sir.
That hall was a rodeo arena. Me and my little sister played everything imaginable in that hallway. I'd ride her on my back. I'd be a bucking bronco, and I'd throw her. She'd bust her head against the wall and cry. And Mama never say a word. She's letting us be kids. If that were today, they'd give us Ritalin. Y'all okay?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, those kids are out of control. They're ADD. They need drugs. No, they got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at a kid and said, man, if I had his energy, I could make $1 million? Or,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank God I don't have some of their energy. I'd preach 4.5 hours. Amen. y'all never get out of here. Let them play, man. They're at home. Listen, they go to school, sit down, shut up, be quiet. They come to church, sit down, shut up, be quiet. They go home, sit down, shut up, be quiet. Let them play.
Amen, preacher.
Let them play. Limit them on that Xbox time.
Yeah. Amen, preacher.
Hey, man, I'm not against them playing it. Hayden and Jonah love it, man. But, man, 24-7?
Yeah, come on.
I seen a special about them, about these energy drinks, are just called a part of it. And this one kid drinking like 24 Red Bulls a day. Drinking 24 Red Bulls a day and play. All he does is play video games. Why do you need an energy drink to play a video game?
Yeah, come on.
You slob. Go play.
Yes, sir.
Go outside.
Amen, preacher.
Man, when we as kids, it's summertime. Buddy, you didn't run in and out.
You're right.
Mama said, you coming in or you going out? Don't come back in this house.
That's right, preacher.
I'll call you when supper's ready.
Amen.
Amen. Go play. Go play. Home ought to be a place where we can be ourselves. Home ought to be a place where we can say what we think.
That's right.
I mean, that ain't always a good idea. You know what I mean? Where you can be free to be yourself around your family. Amen.
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 I say stuff to her I wouldn't say to you.
That's right.
Amen. Home is where we can wear what we want to. Amen.
Amen.
I'm in my home. I'll wear what I want.
Amen, preacher.
If I hear company come up, I'll go put something else on if I need to.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I can't wait till Katie gets married. Next point, Brother Freddie said, amen. You're right. You're right. Listen, I was invited years ago to go to Longview, Texas. To the famous soul-winning clinic down there. And, man, I got there. They had about 15, 20 buses. I wanted to meet the bus director. First day, I've been there an hour. I asked, who's the bus director? And they said, set the guy right over there. So I went over there. They was having a little break. And I went over there, Brother Freddie, and started talking to him. And I said, you're the bus director? I said, man, I'm Eddie White from Happy Valley Baptist Church in Villarica, Georgia, blah, blah, blah. And he said, can I ask you a question? First thing, I mean, I hadn't introduced himself, what, nothing. The first thing he said, what does your wife wear to bed? First thing out of the cat's mouth, what does your wife wear to bed? I said, huh? He said, no, seriously, what does your wife wear to bed? Does she wear pajamas with legs in them? What he was getting at was, does why my wife wear pants to bed? Because they're against any woman wearing pants. And here's what the idiot said. I promise, brothers, God is my witness. This is what he said. He looked at me and he said, you know, God sees her when she's in the bed too. I said, what's your wife wearing in the shower, dude? She got some kind of shower breeches, or shower. She wear a skirt in the shower.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Made me so mad I could have hit that guy. Stupidest thing I ever heard. It ain't none of your business what my wife wears to bed. Ain't none of my business what your wife wears to bed. So don't bother telling me. I don't want to know. Does your wife wear pants to bed? I got to go on. Home is where you can eat what you want.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Home is where you ain't got to impress nobody.
That's right.
Amen. Of course, I try to impress her all the time. I make muscles and stuff. I got one. Amen.
Amen.
Home is our turf. Amen. That's our safe haven, our place. Don't take for granted the sacredness of your home and your marriage. Set a heavy guard over it.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm here to tell you the devil wants it.
That's right.
And I'm here to tell you better than me and you went down.
Amen.
Went down in flames. Stronger than me and you have went down in flames. Now listen, just because we've been married coming this year be 30 years, don't mean I'm still not setting a guard on my marriage. We ain't got her licked yet.
You're right, preacher.
Amen. We just use more super glue. Amen. Take it serious. Set a guard over your marriage. Amen. Thank God. Don't take for granted the sacredness of it. Take it seriously. Then make sure your home's a satisfying place. Amen. Make sure home's a satisfying place. Let your kids have a good time.
That's
I mean, I know there's a time them grandkids, Hayden and Jonah, come to the house and they'll get, oh, Lord have mercy. You'd think there was an army of 1,000 in my living room. I mean, just squealing and loud. Every now and then I have to say, hey!